morning, church. It's good to be with you. I want to read a passage from Revelation. After this, I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from every tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, and they worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." I love that verse because it talks about who's going to be around the throne, and no one's left out. And so I work with Indigenous people, and I want to see them around that throne. So thank you to this church for partnering with us. You've done that going back to John Lira. Who remembers John Lira? Yeah, lots of you. So John and I became friends way, way back, and this church has prayed for us, given financially, and just been a great partner with us in ministry. And so as Ralph alluded to, there's been lots of changes. And so I oversee the ministry. And a while back, I had a sense that God was going to start to do some changes in the ministry. And they all kind of came to head this year. And we really felt like to sustain the ministry, we needed to do things differently. So instead of doing a ministry at Sycam and at Sayout and at some other reserves in the Peninsula, we decided we're going to find a central location and then invite all the Indigenous kids from the reserves on the Peninsula plus Malahat Band over to that central location. And so if you could pray with me, we're praying that we'll be able to use the Sayout Gymnasium as a central meeting place to meet the kids. And we've got buy-in from some reserves already. I don't know if I told this story, but we did a prayer drive in January around the Stannis Peninsula, and out of the blue I got a phone call from a fellow at Pakwitchin Nation. We went there back in 2004, and he said, "Rick, there's people here who've asked you to bring the blue bus back. They are on staff with the band, and they now have their own kids, and they want their kids to be able to go to bus when they did when they were kids." I said, "I'd love to meet you." So we sat down, and they are very keen to be part of this joint youth program that's going to happen on Tuesday nights on the Sandwich Peninsula. I was driving up to Duncan, and I was thinking about what I could do along the way, and I thought, you know, I'm going to phone the folks from Malahat Reserve. And so I don't know if you know the history, but originally, there was one Indigenous place where they lived in the peninsula. And the reserves were set up. They set up the four reserves in the peninsula plus Malahat Reserve. But they're all really one people. If you go back far enough, that's what they were. They were one people in Sandwich Peninsula. So I've been aware of that, but never really known how to connect with Malahat Band. And so I phoned up the lady who's the health director, and I said, "Can we sit down and I'll share a little bit of what we're doing in the other reserves?" And she said, "I'd love to." And so I sat down with her and two of her staff and just shared a bit of our ministry with her. And at the conclusion, she looked at me and she said, "This would be really good for our kids. They feel really isolated where we live, like we're not close to a lot of other communities." And she said, "I would love our kids to be involved in this." And the two Indigenous staff who were in the room were like, "This is great. Like, we would love to." And so, like, we don't know if we'll take our kids up to Duncan, where you work in the valley with Cowichan tribes, or we'll bring them to the Sandwich Peninsula. But she was over the top excited. And so we're looking at doing like a meet and greet barbecue just to meet the kids, because they don't know us. And so we're hoping next Saturday, potentially, to go over to Malahat Band and just do a barbecue to meet all the kids and the parents in the community and get kids registered for our ministry there. And so God is orchestrating this. It's been a long haul. Normally in September, we launch all of our programs, start up in four different communities. We didn't do that this year. And all the communities were going through this transition. And we're seeing God pull things together to be done differently. And we would love if someone sitting out there is going, "Man, I'd love to be involved in that." We're looking for people to be on our team to be part of our outreach. I love my volunteers, but a lot of them are older, like myself. And I need some young guys and gals to run with the kids because they love their sports. It's funny because I was trying to get access to one of the gymnasiums on the Saanich Peninsula, and the school district got back to me and said, you can't play soccer in the gym. I'm like, what? The kids would have nothing to do with me if I didn't let them play soccer. So we got to find another place. So that's why we're working on the potential of using the Sayot gym, which is looking promising. But they love to play their sports. And so back to the volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, please come and talk to me. It's going to be on Tuesday nights from about 6:30 to 8. And it's the format of what we do. I haven't really mentioned that. We pull the bus in. We usually prep some snack food for the kids. The local churches donate. So we provide a snack. We have a very short God talk with the kids. We share something from God's word and encourage them to follow the Lord. And then we make our way into the gymnasium space, and we just do games to get to know them. And our dream this year is we're going to find some of those kids who are particularly interested in God's word and want to grow. And we want to take those kids out and do serve projects. And we've done some of these already, and they're a lot of fun. So we take a group of kids, and we say to elders in the community, who can we help in your community? And they give the name. And then we go to that house, and we just say, how can we serve in your community, in your yard? So we did that up in Duncan with the former chief. He's passed away. His name was Seymour. So when I met with him to say, this is what we want to do, his wife, Sam, said, oh, that would be awesome. I'm allergic to broom. Brooms everywhere, right? And so I went in Duncan. There's a company that rents out what's called a puller bear, and it looks a little bit like a tire jack, old school tire jack, the big long ones with steel. And this thing grabs onto the root of the broom. You pull on the top, and it rips the broom right out by the roots, like takes the whole thing out. So these 10, 11 year old kids are going, I'll get this one, Rick, and whoosh, out comes the broom by the roots. And so by the end of the day, there was a big stack of broom piled up. And she was obviously really happy. But what the kids had a chance to do was not just talk about love. They did it, right? And they experienced that. And then they felt the gratitude from the people around them. We did the same thing at Squamish Nation. When we did it, the elder from the community came out and stood on her deck, and she addressed the kids. And she said, I want to just thank you guys. Look at how cleaned up. Look at the mess you cleaned up. And the kids were like, ooh. They just felt that, and a little bit of pride, but obviously joy as well, because someone was speaking to them about how meaningful it was for them to do that for her. And so Saturdays, we want to do serve projects with kids once a month. We'll grow that as we find more staff. So Tuesday nights will be outreach, 6:30 to 8 at the gym. We're hoping at Sayot Gym. And then Saturdays, we're not sure where we're going to do them yet, but that group, we hope, will start to form into a discipleship group. We hope to do that in the harbor area where Squamish Nation is and Songhees Nation. And then we hope to do that in the Cowichan Valley. And what we eventually want to do is take those kids from those three different regions and take them on mission trips on the island in the short term. But eventually, we want to take them to Ecuador. So YFC Victoria has a partnership with YFC Ecuador, and they would love to have us come down. And one of the things they said to me when we were down in Ecuador, they said, Rick, wouldn't it be amazing to have indigenous kids from Canada come down and minister to indigenous kids in Ecuador? So they are super excited about the possibility of forging that relationship. So how can you be involved? I mentioned one is volunteering, and we're also looking for staff. So if you're interested in the possibility of a career change, working with teenagers, this is a possibility. I often say to groups, do you believe Christians are welcome in indigenous communities? And a lot of people look at you like, I don't know what the answer to that is. But what I've found is there's this conversation at society level that is, oh, you know, there's that history, like I don't think Christians are really welcome in there. But when you go into the communities and they see what you do and they say, you know what, we want that in our community. So in Songhees Nation, I've always wanted to go into that community. I couldn't. And so we were working in a Squamish Nation, which is neighboring Squamish Nation. And I was praying on a high place out on a Squamish, and I felt the Lord say, it's time to go to Songhees. So I go, okay. So I called up the youth worker, and I said, can I sit down and just tell you who I am and what we're doing for the other reserves? He said, sure. So I sat down. His name is Eugene. There was another staff member from Songhees Nation. So I began to kind of talk about what we were doing because he prompted me, and he stopped me and he says, wait a minute, are you the Blue Bus guy? I said, I don't know, the kids call me that, but it's not my name. But anyway, he says, well, I've heard about you. I said, what are you talking about? He said, people have told me about you. They've told me what you do. And they said, I was supposed to call you. And then he said this, isn't it interesting you're sitting here talking to me now? I went, that's no coincidence. That was the Lord, right? And so I actually said to him, I said, I was praying in a high place near here, and I sensed I was supposed to come and talk to you. So anyway, he's very keen. You can pray for Songhees Nation because they're not sure about the religious part of what we do. That's what they call the religious bit. But they want what we do. So here's the weird part. I was at a breakfast club at Esquimalt High School, and a kid walked up to me, and he says, Rick, do you remember me? And I'm like, oh, I have no idea. He had his hoodie up. He had a toque down over his eyes. All I could see was a little window of his face. And I'm like, I don't know. He said, Shane from Psych. I'm like, holy smokes, you've grown up. So he's involved in the cooking program. And so I got talking to him about Songhees Nation. And I said, I was talking to Eugene over there. He says, I know Eugene. I worked there one summer. He says, in fact, I told him about you. And I told him you were supposed to call Rick. I said, Shane, you're the one. You're the one. He says, yeah, I told him all about you. So Shane has been plugging us. He used to live at Sycam out here in the peninsula. He now lives at Songhees. And so God has orchestrated people in places to allow us to have favor in the reserves. So all the Lord, right? Totally the Lord orchestrating that. And so I appreciate your prayers. I believe God's going to do a new thing in the ministry through this. If you want to talk to me more about financial partnership or however you might want to be involved, do you guys meet downstairs now that the kitchen's open? Where do you meet for fellowship? Upstairs? Oh, so I'll be here for a while, and then I'll make an announcement and I'll open the bus because some people may have never seen the inside of our bus, and you may want to check it out. And so the upstairs is suitable for transporting kids, plus we have seats for about 24 kids in the back of the bus. And then the baggage bays don't have baggage. They have hockey nets, soccer balls, you name it. We can pull into a parking lot and just start doing games with kids. So it's a beautiful tool for ministry. So please come and talk to me. Thank you very much for your prayer and your financial support. And I love partnering with Highway. Thanks, Ralph and Sue. You guys are awesome. Bless you guys. All right.